on the Big 8. It's called Back of My Feet Again, but a solid foundation's on the Gary Mitchell Show, 1134 CKLW, Gold Rush Time.
Pardon me, sir. I'm conducting a survey on American eating habits. Now, do you find the food at big boy restaurants just like Mother used to make?
No, I wouldn't say that. The food is good at big boy restaurants.
Are you inferring that Mother's cooking is bad?
Terrible.
Well, that's a terrible thing. Bite your tongue. That's against every principle that Americans hold dear.
Oh, I never could stand Mother's cooking TV dinners 7 nights a week.
Many Americans eat TV dinners.
Right out of the freezer?
Oh.
Finally, I couldn't stand it. Right in the middle of a chicken croquette popsicle, I decided either to leave home or buy a TV set.
What'd you do?
Well, I've been eating at Big Boy family restaurants ever since. I miss Ed Sullivan, but the Big Boy combination plate is delicious. And so is the half pound of ground round and the fish and fries. And does your mom cook any good?
No, I'll get my hat and go with you.
Elias Brothers Restaurants, home of the Big Boy. It's a family affair.
Gary Mitchell, CKLW.
The Big Eights on a winner's streak and giving you a chance to strike it rich in the CKLW Gold Rush.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening sun, watching the ships roll in, and I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, sitting on the dock, watching the tide.
Dock of the Bay. It's number 6 in popularity for the Big 30 by Otis Redding. 1137 CKLW Gold Rush Time. You got Gary Mitchell.
What's the name of the store? What's the name of the shoes? Where value sets the pace and fashion makes the news.
Why, it's Kinney's. Yes, it's Kinney's. Where the family shops for shoes.
Where does a mother find big savings and fit keeps step with style? What's the largest family shoe chain that makes shopping so worthwhile?
Why, it's Kinney's. Yes, it's Kinney's. Where the family shops for shoes.
Does the family come first when it's shoes they're looking for? What's the name they think of first when they want that something more?
Why, it's Kinney's. Yes, it's Kinney's. Where the family shops for shoes.
Use your security charge card at the 25 Kinney shoe stores in the Detroit area. See your phone book.
The Thoroughbreds return to Toledo Raceway Park starting Thursday at 2:45 p.m. Call Toledo 479-7751 for seating and clubhouse reservations.
CKLW Golden.
Forget it.
Forget him if he doesn't love you. Forget him if he doesn't care. Don't let him tell you that he wants you, 'cause he can't give you love which isn't there. Oh, little girl, he's never dreaming of you. He'll break your heart, you wait and see.
Before 12, sunny today, cool tomorrow. This is Don Patrick, CKLW 2020 News. Tragedy in the form of flames rips a family this morning in Detroit's east side.
5 young children died horribly this morning in a house fire started in a fire in a chair at 8725 Bradley on Detroit's east side. The dead are 11-year-old and 9-year-old Deborah Williams, 8-year-old Henrietta Ford, 7-year-old Jerome Ford, and 3-year-old Anthony Ford. The parents, Edna Ford and Jerome Ford, are all right. The children apparently started the fire, ran upstairs, and became trapped. The house stands gaunt and charred in the bright March sun this morning, holes in the roof, piles of charred rubble, and the fateful chair cluttering the lawn. Mrs. Ford was stumbling alone in the street among newsmen and firemen, sobbing, "How many? How many?" 6-5-2020 News.
Mrs. Wilson James lives next door to the Fords. She saw the flames and talked with 2020 News about what happened.
When I saw the fire coming, I just called the fire department and I come out here. And she was standing out here. She said kids was in there. She said she didn't know how many kids was in there. She said she heard 3 of them. And her baby and them, they ran upstairs into the bedroom. And she was trying to calm them down.
A 2-alarm blaze destroyed the Total Discount Cleaners at 3843 Puritan in Detroit this morning. No injuries reported. Authorities are investigating the possibility of arson. David Hader of Mount Clemens, Michigan, wins the 2020 Hotline Award this week and is eligible for the annual $1,000 award. When you see news, phone 254-CKLW in Windsor or 961-NEWS in Detroit. Mel Ravitz responds to the threat of a strike that could hamper operations at Metro Airport.
County Board of Supervisors Chairman Mel Ravitz today said he hopes no county labor union will do anything that will get them painted into a corner. Ravitz was referring to a threatened strike by County and Municipal Employees Council 23 that could close Metro Airport this week if a wage dispute is not resolved. Ravitz has called a special meeting of the County Salary Allocation Committee for this afternoon to look into the situation. Council 23 President William Sharon has threatened a strike by the end of the week. A strike was threatened about a year ago at Metro Airport, but the dispute at that time was resolved. Jim Brooker, 2020 News.
Michigan Governor George Romney met secretly today with Congressman John Conyers for 2 hours at his office in the federal building. Romney would not talk about the meeting, and Conyers says Romney asked him not to talk either. It's believed, however, their conversation dealt with this summer and the prevention of violence. Doctors say Alabama Governor Lurleen Wallace has suffered a setback in her recovery from a cancer operation. They say Mrs. Wallace has an increased fever caused by an abdominal infection. 5 youths put in a court appearance on marijuana charges. charges in Windsor today.
Three Detroit youths appeared in Magistrate's Court in Windsor this morning, charged with possession of marijuana. 20-year-old Ronald Barnett and Randolph Bozeman and 19-year-old Mike Simon were picked up Saturday night at the Tetonia Club in Windsor for possession of the drug. Police had been investigating reports of a pot party earlier in the evening in a downtown Windsor home, but there was no connection between the two. The three Detroiters were remanded to March 19th, and bail was set at $1,500 cash or property for each accused. Byron McGregor, 2020 News.
The ZKLW Woman of the Hour is Twiggy. The skinny British model has finally seen the light and is changing her image. Twiggy says she's sick of looking giggly and has decided to chuck her modeling stance, put on a new face and figure, and take a real slam at the movies. GM continues to bargain with the UAW today in an effort to settle 14 unsettled local contracts. Strikes in three states, though, have idled some 9,000 men. Talks resume in Toronto today in the GM of Canada strike. That shutdown is now 5 weeks old.
Say, don't you think it's about time you got the kind of job you've been looking for? If you're looking for bigger pay, better location, and more exciting work, who's to stop you from calling Archer? Archer Employment, that is. Archer won't let you forget their name. They'll just keep reminding you to hit the bullseye with a better job. They have the kind of job you want right now. All you'd need to do is put your finger in the dial, give Archer a buzz, and it could mean a bright new future for you. Archer has exciting openings, including receptionists, executive secretaries, typists, girl Fridays, general office, technical, and many more opportunities. There are three convenient Archer Employment offices to serve you. 17220 West 8 Mile near Northland and Southfield, or 4917 Schaefer at Michigan and Dearborn, and the downtown Detroit office in the Penobscot Building. Remember, nobody can stop you from getting a better job with higher pay or better location. Now, why be dissatisfied? Don't cry. Instead, get an apple on your head. The job you want is waiting at Archer Employment. Dial 963-8205. That's 963-8205. The Big Eight Jocks report the folk singing groups will be entertaining at the Coffee House at First Lutheran at Giles in Victoria. That's on Saturday from 7:30 to 11.
Gary Mitchell, CKLW.
The Big Eight, cooking good 8 days a week. Request from Toledo, number two song from Paul Murray out in the orchestra. This is Gary Mitchell with you at 11:52 CKLW Gold Rush Time.
Tuesday to Sunday dinner, 7 days a week. About a million happy folks, all 7 days a week.
Here's great. latest news from Colonel Sanders and the folks at the La Follette Carryout near you. When you visit a La Follette Carryout this month, you get the fixins free when you buy the bucket or barrel of chicken. That's right, free fixins for the month of March, and there are no coupons necessary. Look for the big sign each week that says barbecue baked beans, bean medley salad, creamy potato salad, or the colorful macaroni salad. Yes, you'll get a one-pound container of the Colonel's Fixins free when you buy a bucket or barrel anytime during the month of March, whenever you visit the La Follette Carryout near you.
CKLW. Beg your pardon, my good man. Do you know the way to San Jose?
Do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long, I may go wrong and lose my way. Do you know the way to San Jose? I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. LA is a great big freeway. There never were a parking cars and pumping gas. You can really breathe in San Jose. They've got a lot of space. There'll be a place where I can stay. I was born and raised in San Jose. I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. Fame and fortune is a magnet. It can pull you far away from home. With a dream, you're never alone. Dreams turn into dust and blow away. And there you are, without a friend. You pack your car and ride away. I've got lots of friends in San Jose. Do you know the way to San Jose? Parking cars and pumping gas. I've got lots of friends in San Jose.
Dionne Warwick from her album Valley of the Dolls. Do you know the way to San Jose? Well, you take a left at Las Vegas if you still have your car when you leave. 1156 CKLW Gold Rush time.
The Great Gold Rush is on at CKLW.
The grand prize is a 5-minute legal raid at the vault to remove all the loot you can grab, to haul away and keep.
You could clean up $1,000, maybe more.
For your chance at this wild dream come true, mail a postcard with your name, address, and phone number.
Address it to Gold Rush, CKLW, Box 8, Windsor, or Detroit.
Every hour, the Big 8 jocks select a card from those received.
If it's yours, you'll win a special gold nugget bag with real gold nuggets inside.
There's a number on each bag, and from those numbers will be drawn the CKLW Gold Rush Grand Prize winner.
Gold Rush! Yeah! Gold Rush!
Here is this hour's gold nugget bag winner,
Mrs. Jenny Horvath of Detroit. That's Mrs. Jenny Horvath of Detroit. Get your card in the mail today for your chance to win
5 minutes for a legal raid at the vault in the Great Gold Rush on the Big H.
CKLW Golden.
Are you? novella that my lover,
la, 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 la,
was just for you.
My darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong, to hold in mind your little hand. I'll know too soon that all is so grand. Please hold my hand.
My hand is stronger to try to love a novella that my lover,
la, la, la,
was just
now, ladies and gentlemen, the Jim Edwards Show.
CKLW, the Motor City.
12 o'clock at the Big 8. Hi there. You know, I heard Gary Mitchell discussing his physique this morning. You know, Gary's so skinny that when he drinks tomato juice, he slightly resembles a thermometer.